This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Ethiopian government marked the one-year anniversary of fighting between its forces and rebels in the northern Tigray region by suggesting its military is nearing victory. Tigrayan forces, however, say they are advancing on the capital, Addis Ababa, and that it could fall within months or even weeks. In Washington, State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Thursday urged all parties to end hostilities immediately. That includes the TPLF. That includes the Ethiopian government. U.S. Horn of Africa Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman arrived in Ethiopia Thursday for a two-day visit amid growing concern over the violence. The year-long conflict has killed thousands of civilians and forced more than 2.5 million people in the north to flee their homes. It has also plunged about 400,000 people in the Tigray region into famine. Portugal's president announced Thursday that he is dissolving parliament and calling a snap election for January 30th following the minority socialist government's defeat in a key vote on post-pandemic plans to spend billions of euros in European Union funding. The announcement, in a televised address to the nation, was widely expected. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa had previously said Portugal would go to the ballot box 2 years ahead of schedule if the government's 2022 state budget proposal was rejected by Parliament, which happened last week. The ballot will elect 230 lawmakers to parliament, where political parties then decide who forms a government. Stocks wound up a mixed bag on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 added 0.4%, while the Nasdaq rose by 0.8%. The Dow Industrial Average slipped down by 0.1%. This is VOA News. Someone who traveled with President Joe Biden has tested positive for the coronavirus in Scotland, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration has confirmed someone who traveled with President Joe Biden to Europe last week received a positive test for COVID-19. The White House says the individual did not have close contact with the president. The person who is fully vaccinated tested positive on a lateral flow rapid test issued by the UK government. The test was required for all attendees at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland. The White House says Biden tested negative on Tuesday. The person who received the positive test is asymptomatic and remains in Scotland to quarantine while undergoing additional tests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Britain on Thursday became the first country in the world to approve the potentially game-changing COVID-19 antiviral pill, jointly developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The oral antiviral drug made headlines last month when testing data suggested that it could lower the chance of being hospitalized or dying from COVID by half for the people most at risk from the disease if it's administered early on in the illness, within 5 days of symptoms appearing. The pill was developed jointly by Merck and a company called Ridgeback Biotherapeutics and is one of several pills being developed by the pharmaceutical industry to treat the virus. Oral treatments are seen as a potential major weapon in the fight against the disease.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. A Russian analyst who provided information for a dossier used in the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The case was brought as part of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe of ties between Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. A grand jury indictment issued in federal court in Virginia charges Igor Danchenko with 5 counts of false statements to the FBI about his sources of information. Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy paid by Democrats to examine Trump's Russia ties. Steele's dossier was used by federal authorities as they sought surveillance warrants targeting a former Trump campaign aide. However, it had no role in launching the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to a fresh pandemic low last week. Jobless claims dropped by 14,000 to 269,000 and are gradually moving toward pre-pandemic levels of around 220,000 a week. Reporting by remote,